A representative of GetSafe Online, Tony Neat, has provided background information on the GetSafe Online initiative. He said he is passionate about the internet and how persons can be protected while using the internet.
It's a non-for-profit organization formed to advise and to guide children all the way up to silver surfers and small businesses about protecting themselves once they're on the internet. Now, I'm passionate about the internet, but I'm even more passionate about people being safe and secure, as is the rest of the Get Safe Online team. And when the opportunity came that we could pass some of the messaging that we've learned over the last 15 or so years and move it on to St. Vincent and to the rest of the Caribbean, I jumped at it. But one of the things I discovered was that, you know, you guys know what you're doing as well. Some of your experts are outstanding. And all we're doing is now sharing information back and forth so that we can educate all your listeners and to help them feel more protected when they're online.
Mr. Neat said misinformation is a major issue confronted by persons using the internet, noting that persons should find more accurate sources of information, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic.
One of the things I'm regularly asked is, how do you identify misinformation? Well, it's almost impossible. You know, there's a number of reasons why misinformation. One is somebody deliberately putting misinformation out that they know, or something that they truly believe. And the one thing I'm not trying to stop is freedom of speech. People are allowed to have their own views. But if you're going to listen to people's views, find out where those views come from, if they're good. Who's vulnerable? When it comes to misinformation, we all are. It always strikes me looking at it, and I'm a little bit older than maybe a lot of your listeners. You know, I always think older people are far more astute to recognise misinformation. Younger people seem to believe anything that's on the internet. And we all know that when it comes to social media, there's such misleading information on there. You know, where half-truths are told. So make sure you know where you get it from.
And the online safety expert also outlined where persons in St. Vincent and the Grenadines can get accurate information online with respect to the COVID-19 pandemic and other issues.
Go to getsafeonline.vc. That is St. Vincent's very own Get Safe Online website. It's about local news, local information. You'll be able to get all the information there about false information. We don't give specifically information about COVID. It's not where our expertise is, which is why I say go to people who know what they're talking about. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Mrs. Smith, who's on social media. Listen to the experts. Listen to the doctors, the professors, the people who really, the scientists that really know what they're talking about. But you can also go to places like the World Health Organization, really a good place to go. But also St. Vincent's website, some of the government website there, the government website that deals with medical issues, well-being. These are the places you need to go.
Representative of GetSafe Online, Tony Neat. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.